scissors.
Are you okay? Because I wouldn't want to teach you horrible things. Okay. With its electric catalytic energy. Now I'll rise from the ashes like the phoenix of Phoenician mythology. And when I come around, I'll be much better than I used to be. Cause lately it's been lazy all the ways I waste my time, and I can only blame the place I'm at so much. But the Oregon Trail is gonna snatch me from my shell, and I'll find the best of myself with luck. And I was raised in Oneida, Tennessee, with the cows and the fields and the church and the Dukes on TV. And me and my cousins could conquer every apple tree. And I was in the loving arms of my extended family. But time has changed the way that I perceive that place, and now the local conversations leave me bored. My cousins are all in college working on their families, and we don't swing from trees anymore. When I got out of high school, I moved on the floor with my best friend. In his apartment in a college town, I rode my bike everywhere that I went. And there was so much that I learned, and some people that I met that I miss still. And if you asked me where I grew up with a smile, I would say Maryville. But it was only for this summer, and the fall came much too soon. Then I carted myself out to the west, hoping I would find out what I was born to do, but staying there was probably my best bet. And I'm hoping now that the place for which I'm bound will stick out in my mind as much as these. Or maybe even more, oh, the future that's in store is so full of possibility. And the only thing I know about Murfreesboro is that it's Murfreesboring. But that's not to say that the people there aren't great. You're the only part of there my mind is still pouring, and I think that's for the best, and we'll find out in due time. And if you write me a letter, well, you know that I'll reply, and I will try to visit if I can find the time. But right now I'm off to live what I think is the rest of my life. Did you hear about the guy who was half midget, half owl? I can't really talk about it. It's a little person owl. It's a little person. Did you hear about Jesus' story about the night birds in Nazareth? Allegory.
Smells and you won't remember the words, but the feeling will always remain. world's reflections, where right is left and left is its own opposite direction. But up and down are the same. Yellow mirrors must remind us that it's up and down that bind us to the other side of us that make us so ashamed. And I know the world's not black and white of good and evil and choosing sides. And as I've grown up, come to find life's not so concrete as if you set a spark into all that dark. Would there be anything left anymore of anything? To the back of the bathroom after someone had carelessly cut it off. And where it hung on the wall made by someone so small, it stuck out like love in the Louvre. And I wept for its pathetic aesthetic, and that no critic would ever know something so true. And you're a fool and you're blind if you cannot see the light glows in the dark. That the greatest work of art is your heart. Self-made protagonist employing actresses that look like his dead wife. And no matter how many scripts he writes, he'll never bring her back to life. And it's the funniest thing that you'd ever seen, but he doesn't want it to be that way. But he's playing his part because right from the start, the entire world has just been staged. And you're a fool and you're blind if you cannot see the light glows in the dark. That the greatest work of art your heart. And Shakespeare's prose, well, it couldn't even hold a candle to the way my uncle speaks. And often the most lavish landscape hasn't been half as great as some of the scenes that I've seen. And the blackest metal ballad will never be as bad as the way that things sometimes are. And the lines in your hand mean more than a man with a pen or a brush or guitar. And there's a column up in Nashville that's holding up the sky. If it falls, then we all fall and die. There's a column up in Nashville that's keeping everything living alive. There's only one man I know who saw it and slowed and said, why? Greatest work of art is that you're a fool and you're blind if you cannot see that light glows in the dark. That the greatest work of art is your heart. While I try to sleep, and it's says that it will take my life before the end of this week. The mother sings a lullaby that everything will be okay. My daughter, your imagination has just run away. And the next night, the child's cry repeated once again. She woke screaming, "Mom, it's coming, but oh my daughter, no monster will hurt you while I'm near." That night she sat by her side and warded off all of her fear. And she stayed at her side for 5 days. My daughter, I do love you, and the rain has gone away. Mother said to the daughter, "Well, I'm sorry, I must leave." The daughter said, "The rain will not pass this opportunity, but I'm only going into town, and I'll be back in a while." As the mother left, the daughter sat beneath a table and cried. The skies turned gray and came the rain after the storm had brewed. Through the window pane, she saw the shade of a demon in the woods. "Rain is coming, it screamed. The rain is coming, and the little child began to weep. The rain is coming, you're dead." Well, she scrambled up the stairs, but she didn't make it to the bed. The mother returned home just to find the daughter a mess, and the only thing she found was a trail of water leading outside to the backyard, all wet and green. And she screamed into the background of, "Daughter, where could you be?" Now when it rains, she sees the shade of her eyes in the sieve of the sky. And sometimes, so do I. Made of mistakes and missed possibilities, like the rivers that split past at coastal estuaries, and to the front of you and to the side of you, you're limited by what you can see, so you have to guess the path that's gonna make you most happy. Turn your decisions into a huge obsession, and don't haul around all your mistakes like a bird in some possession, and don't worry with that compass, these are nihilistic directions, we are all forward headed in the same direction, because of all the steps you take, all the rivers that you take, we are headed over a waterfall into a giant lake, and when we finally fall, my friend, there will be nothing else to do except to cross streams with you. I wanna cross streams with you, cause they did it in the Ghostbusters, and that movie is really fucking cool. So when we finally fall, my friend, there will be nothing else to do except to cross streams with you. I wanna cross streams with you. I would love to let our liquids leak in blue. And when we finally fall, my friend, there will be nothing else to do except to cross streams.
crossing streams whenever two people pee together in a unified water displacement.
Just one of those days.
Send all my possessions to Tripoli, and I'm gonna ride home to California with a banjo on my knee. And I'm never gonna turn off the television, I'm just gonna let it run all night. I'm gonna plant root vegetables in the backyard, and when the summer comes, baby, I'm gonna treat you right. So put on your Chairman Mao coat, let me clear my throat. We're gonna turn this whole place upside down and shake it till the coins come falling out of the pocket. And put on your Che Guevara pin, call the troops in. We're gonna fly through the night sky like a pair of bottle rockets. My cage is a cage that holds animals back that are constantly confrontational. So I suffer heart attacks on things I love by things I love that don't get along, and I have had enough. And it goes on and on and on, day after day, and though everything is changing, everything seems the same. Like images from high-speed trains or time-lapse photographic frames of stars. Thoughts will do the same as it speeds into a solid shape. And I forget my name, and this is for 40 hours a week, and I don't have a reason to complain. Cause idle hands do the devil's work, and the devil's work is this, that if you spend too long unconscious, you forget your consciousness. But someone will manifest, and they will scream inside your dreams that you exist. But why must everything I contrive, must everything I contrive have to die? Is there no simpler way to say, is there no simpler way to say that you're alive? Pretty soon my room is only gonna be filled with with all the dust bunnies and cobwebs and things I'll surely forget, like a whiteboard and a razor and a reason to reminisce. And I know I'm not, I know I'm not gonna say goodbye to everyone I love. And even if I did, well, it would never, ever, 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 ever be enough. Craters have their commas, craters have their causes, comets crash into the moon, and we find ourselves stripped of constant collision too soon. Cause if my skin's intact, did I ever make contact with you? But I give you my word, all my unseen, unsightly scars are deeper than the height of Olympus Mons on Mars. And that red and barren soil, synonymous with my heart, the texture of deconstruction, the architecture of destruction, don't depart. So why must everything I contrive, have to die? Is there no simpler way to say, that you're alive? The envelope you dressed with flowers filled with a goodbye card. If you feel your sentiments been missed a bit, or I don't give a shit, well, I think that you're thinking way too hard. Cause I won't say goodbye until the day before you die, and I know just when that moment's gonna come. Cause unless my foresight's shot, I'll know exactly what I got in a perfect painful moment, for it's gone. But if you build your coffin, make it out of wood from trees you used to climb on and around when you were young. So if death doesn't make you die, then for all time you can lie on something that's familiar to the touch.